I recently heard someone say that one of the biggest battles that we fight is having spiritual ADD. We can have our mindset and purpose on doing the will of God, and then it's like something just grabs our attention. So today on A Servant's Heartbeat, we're going to be talking about the value of your attention. There's a daily fight for it. Let's talk about the value of your attention. Did you know that there is an all-out daily fight for your attention? Not just a fight, but a daily fight. So just some simple examples. Let's say that we are driving down the road and me and you are having a serious conversation. And maybe it's getting around lunchtime and man, we're really having a conversation. And then I see a billboard, Billy Bob's Juicy Burger, and it just grabs my attention. And here we are having this serious conversation, but it just took that one billboard about a juicy hamburger and boom, there goes my attention. I have now been derailed. Or let's say I'm driving down the road with that sweet friend. And we're talking, you know, we're having a serious conversation. And then she slams the brakes so hard. And I'm like, what? And she's like, garage sale. You know, our serious conversation has gone out the window because the garage sale sign has grabbed her attention. And I'm looking at her like she's crazy. And she's like, sis, what? I know we're late, but garage sale. Come on, we're going. Or maybe you're traveling somewhere and your family has, you know, had 15,000 bathroom stops. And you're just like, I'm ready to get there. But you're rolling along and then somebody in the car sees that sign, Buc-ee's 5 miles. It got their attention. They're like, man, I need some beaver nuggets. It's got their attention. So even in just our normal life, doing our regular old thing, driving down the road, there is so much that is begging, fighting, grabbing for our attention. It's a daily fight for our attention. Or maybe, ladies, we're just at the Walmart and, you know, we see that big yellow sign and it says that word, clearance. And it's just like it begs for our attention. It begs for us to go investigate. I mean, come on, how can you not take that offer up? Or guys, maybe it's the Bass Pro sign or that Cabela sign. And you're like, brother, they're having a sale. It's calling me. It's got your attention. But let's think about what happens when we're at home, maybe on my phone or on my computer. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on whatever the social media of choice is. And you're scrolling and, you know, you're looking to see what your friends are up to. But mixed and intermingled with all of that is an ad here and an ad there. Something's being promoted. Something's being sold. Something is inviting you to click it. Ever heard of clickbait? It's grabbing for your attention. Again, it's an all-out fight for your attention. The business world won't say that this is an all-out fight, but they call it marketing. That's a fancy way of saying they're trying to get your attention or your buy-in on something, trying to convince you to give your attention, to give your desires towards whatever it is that they have to offer. And if I can apply that in a spiritual sense, that marketing, that temptation, that pull is trying to get me to sell out to something. So if I knew y'all by name, I'd call your name and say, sis or brother, there is an all-out fight for your attention. There's an all-out fight for your heart. If something has my attention long enough, it will have my heart. Granted, we live in a very fast-paced, busy world. Things are going to grab our attention, but how long do I entertain some of those things? Again, if something has my attention long enough, it will have my heart. So when the marketing of the world, aka the pull temptation of sin, comes your way, and trust me, it comes daily. You know, it's not going to be one of those things that hits you just one day and maybe a week down the road, it'll hit you again. No, it's daily that we are faced with this pull for our attention or this temptation that comes. So we have to have a pre-made decision, aka made up mind. I don't know if this would apply very much to the guys who may be listening, but from a lady's standpoint, I have been on a many a shopping trips with some ladies, and maybe we have bought more than we needed to buy, and we get to this last store and you look at your friend and you say, "Sis, don't let me go in there and buy anything else. Keep me away from the clearance rack." It's almost like before you even get out of the car, you have made up your mind. I'm not swiping my card. I'm not going to buy anything. You had a made up mind even before you entered the tempting situation. When you go buy something at the store, it usually comes with a return policy. You know, whether it's 30 days, 90 days, whatever. But part of the stipulation is that the tag still has to be on the item that you bought. So if it has the tag still on it, you can return it or you can exchange it. But the moment you cut off the tag, there's no more options for a return. Perhaps we all know that friend, and to be transparent, I'll go ahead and tell you that I are one, but perhaps we've all had that friend that has bought something at the store, you know, an item of clothing or, you know, some kind of device, whatever. It's something that has a tag and a return policy with it. And you bought this item with half intent to return it. So while you were in the store, while you were in the moment, while your emotions for this thing were high, you went ahead and bought it thinking, if it doesn't work out, I can keep the tag on it and just take it back. I shamefully can say that in my closet may be an item or two that still has the tag on it hanging in my closet, because I'm still kind of in this limbo of, do I really want this or do I want to exchange it for something else? Do I want to take it back? Again, I know that when I cut that price tag off of that item, that jacket, that top, that whatever, then I've committed to keeping it. Spiritually, let us not come to God with a half intent to turn to my old ways. He will keep you. He will keep me if we will stay committed to his ways. You know, I get it. We can come to God and there can be this feeling of, am I really sold out? Am I really committed to this? Can I stay on this path? Or is it just better for me to go return to my old ways, to go return back to my old habits? I'm just not sure about this way. I'm just not sure about this walk. So because of my uncertainty and my fear of commitment, I'm going to leave the price tag on for a little while longer. But there is a price tag on your life unless you commit to the Lord. If I'm not sold out and committed to this truth, marketing, like we mentioned before, that pull for my attention will come by, look at that price tag, and give me an offer I cannot resist. So how do you fix that? What do you do about that? It's time to cut off the price tag. I'm sold. when Sin comes by with its little marketing technique, trying to clickbait me, if you will, there's no price tag on my soul. I belong to God. When temptation comes around, sorry, buddy, you're too late. I am sold. God has given me a way of escape. It's even in His word, and He has proved it to me by experience. Lust of my flesh, pride of life, there's pleasure in sin for a season. But I'm sorry, I'm sold. There's nothing you could offer me that would make me change my mind. I've cut off the price tag. There's no price on my soul. Again, if I ever get to the place where I just want to leave that price tag on there, something will come along and give me an offer I cannot resist, and I will sell out to the wrong thing. I want to be sold out to God. This all comes back to that pool of trying to get your attention. Again, there is an all-out fight for your attention. If there's ever been a time for me to have my mind made up, and without a doubt, yes, Lord, I am sold out to You. The time is now. And this is not to say that your mind, or my mind for that matter, has never been made up. Because sincerely, I feel like there have been places, landmarks, if you will, in my walk with God, where yes, my mind was made up. I was dedicated, sold out. I was for the Lord. I was all about this truth. But then some things along the way begin to pull for my attention. So I have to stop sometime and not ask the question, is my mind made up? Is my mind still made up? I think is the better question. Is my mind still made up? I may have to revisit that time and time again, because what pulled for my attention 10 years ago, something different may come along and pull for my attention today. And I may find these areas that I didn't even realize I had within my life that need to be given to the Lord, need to be committed to the Lord, sold out completely to Him. The closer I get to Him, the more I realize, whoa, there's this area that I have not given to God. So then, yeah, it may not be, is my mind made up, but is my mind still made up? When God begins to lead us into those deeper places with Him, and boy, do I want to get there, it's almost like the pull for my attention, the marketing like we referenced earlier, is like, wait a minute, that person is drawing deeper and closer to the Lord. If I want to get their attention, I've got to take more desperate measures. So as we get closer to God, and again, that's my goal. I think that's a lot of our goals, that we kind of have to be unaware. Where is my attention? Is it being taken by this? Is it being taken by that? When I come to a place of prayer, I want to take the approach of entering into that prayer room, if you will, or entering into that place with God and saying, God, You have my attention. When I get up in the morning to pray, again, God, You have my attention. When I'm about to pick up my cell phone or sit in front of that computer or some kind of device that I know can be an attention grabber, before I even open that app or begin to do this or go to that site or whatever, God, You have my attention. Maybe I'm going somewhere, or maybe I just got to work, or maybe I just got home from work, but just stopping to take a moment to acknowledge Him. God, again, You have my attention. Is there anything You want to say? Is there anything that You want to lay on my heart? Is there any place you want to lead me? It's about being sensitive to Him. Because again, it's an all-out fight for your attention. And the best way to fight that is give your attention to God. Some habits are hard to break. I get it. Some things have a strong pull on my attention. You know, again, I get that too. And the best way that I think I found to fight this, to battle this, is just to give God my attention and it not be a one-time deal, but just continually check in, acknowledging Him. God, You have my attention. I find that the more I begin to purposefully and intentionally give God my attention, He'll begin to change my appetite for those habits that are hard to break or for those things that are really strong and pulling for my attention. When I give my attention to God, He will change my appetite to be for things of Him. I'll start to hunger and thirst after righteousness more so than to hunger and thirst after this habit or that habit or this on social media or whatever it is that's trying to pull or grab for my attention. So remember, there is a daily fight for your attention. And if I ever put a price tag on my soul, on my life, somebody's going to come by, take a look at that price tag, and give me an offer I cannot resist. So to fight that, to combat that, cut off the price tag. I'm not for sale. I belong to God. Well, this wraps up another devotion with a servant's heartbeat. Thank you so much for joining us. I invite you to leave us your feedback on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcast. We would love to hear from you. You can also send us an email. Our email address is in the show note description, so feel free to look at that. And remember, it's time to cut the price tag. I am not for sale.